Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. You previously called in with a question or concern. Can I get your zip code to further assist you?
Yes, it's 66441.
66441?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Linda P. Clark.
Okay. Give me just a moment to locate your account. Okay, looking for your account.
Okay, are you with Trendy Products or something like that?
I'm not sure yet because with us being a third-party customer support company, I won't know which what the account is about until I locate it because we represent hundreds of companies and thousands of products.
Okay, it's under Paulette Clark.
Paula Clark?
No, Paulette. That's my middle name. But I go by that quite often.
Okay. I was just about to ask you, could it be in another name? All right. Thank you for that. Yep, that's what it's under. All right, Ms. Paulette Clark, can I get your shipping address?
All right, 921 Sunrise Hill Drive, Junction City, Kansas, 66441.
Okay. All right, give me just a moment as the account is opening up. Just a couple minutes. The computer slows down a little bit, but should be up shortly. Okay, thank you for your patience. Okay, and what was your question on? It looks like this account, initially on August the 19th, you paid the $574 for the kitchen appliance entry.
I'm sorry, for what?
Initially, this account was open when you paid the $5.74 shipping and handling for the entry for the kitchen appliance.
I'm not sure what kitchen appliance you're talking about.
It doesn't give me the name of it. It just says it was a kitchen appliance entry. But with this company, once you did the entry for the kitchen appliance, it indicates in its terms and conditions that each customer will be enrolled in a monthly membership program if they don't cancel within 48 hours. So the current charge that you see for $67.32 is for a monthly membership.
I have no clue what that is. My charge on my PayPal account, it seems like this is the second month I've seen this, is for $39.99 out of Florida. It was from an 855 Florida number.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
I have no clue what this is.
Okay, so let me go back and explain the membership. So again, referring back to the terms and conditions, it indicated that if you didn't cancel within the 48-hour time span, you would be billed for a monthly membership program. The monthly membership programs entitle you to purchase items from the company's website each month at a discounted rate. Each month that you enroll, you receive a voucher in your email to use towards additional purchase on the company's website. So there's a fee each. Go ahead.
I never did this. That's the thing. I think someone's using my account or something. Matter of fact, I've got two on here. Okay, one is, I just noticed that. I didn't notice it before. $67.32 and one for $39.99 on my PayPal account.
Yes, ma'am. Both of those are monthly membership clubs. I'm sorry.
Are they two different clubs?
Yes, ma'am. Those are two different clubs.
I'm sorry, but I did not sign up for those.
Okay.
And I have no clue as to what I'm supposed to be getting.
Okay, so remember I just explained to you the monthly memberships. What you receive is a certificate in your email each month to use towards purchases from that company's website. So when you get the entry for the kitchen appliance and it was not canceled within 48 hours, this is why you were billed for the monthly memberships.
I don't know who did this or who's getting it, but I'm not getting anything.
It's in your, it goes to your email. What's your email?
Littlefieldp@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am. That's where they sent the vouchers.
Is there any way to cancel this? Because I did not order this. I don't check my email that often because I can't get check it on my phone, and I don't go on the computer very often. So I have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay, again, Ms. Clark, I have explained the membership programs to you. The thing about, yes, ma'am, I do understand, but the thing about this company, in order to have your information, it would have had them been physically put in because it has, this account has all of your information on it. So what I can do is go ahead and cancel it so that you're no longer billed.
Please do, because I have no clue what this is, and I've not, as far as I know, I have not received anything.
Yes, ma'am, the vouchers are in your email.
Okay, is it through Trendy? What are the vouchers through?
The voucher is going to be through the company that charged you the $39.99 and the $67.32.
Well, it says Trendy products.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't even know who they are, what they are, and I've not received any merchandise.
Okay, Ms. Clark, remember you're not going to receive any merchandise. You have to use the vouchers to purchase the items from the website.
So what's the, I don't understand, what's, you receive vouchers and they're worth this amount of money or more?
Yes,
or what?
They're worth different amounts ranging from $75 to $125 that you can use each month that you're enrolled. So for the month of October, you receive two vouchers to use towards purchases on those companies' websites.
I don't know who enrolled me or where, because I did not do that. I just have certain sites I go to, and that's it. And
I understand. I understand what you're saying, Ms. Clark, but this account has your personal email address. It has your personal shipping address, your phone number. So this is information that you would have had to input yourself.
Or somebody that knows me.
Unless you let somebody else use your card.
Well, my son lives me, but he doesn't have permission to use my card.
So we can go ahead and cancel it so that you're no longer billed?
Please do, because I do not want this. I have no idea what it is, and I don't think I need it.
All right, give me just a moment to cancel.
I just received my PayPal statement in, and that's why I called.
Yes, ma'am. All right, I'm adding the notes to your account that we're going to go ahead and cancel it. Still, you're adding notes to your account, Ms. Clark. Okay. Okay, when you're ready, Ms. Clark, I have your cancellation number.
Oh, I just a second. I thought I got a pen out. But... Okay.
Okay. It's Susan Charlie.
Okay.
2-6.
Okay.
2-2.
Okay.
9-9.
9-9. Okay.
7-9-3.
Is that all?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that's for both of these charges? Okay. So are these coming off my account? Do I have to pay them or what?
Okay, I was just about to discuss those with you. What I can do today is offer you a discounted refund at 50% on both of those.
And that's the best you can do?
Yes, ma'am, because you're canceling after the trial period of time. So that, let me tell you what it will be. On the 6732, it will be 3366 back on the
6732. 3366?
Yes, ma'am. On that first one for 6732.
Okay.
All right, just a moment. And then I'll let you know about the next one. Okay. That first refund will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And the $39.99.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a moment. Okay, now I'm going to the second one. All right. Okay, I've got to go back to the other screen. All right, and the second refund, it will be $20 even.
And I'm not going to receive any more charges from this company?
No, ma'am, I've canceled all the charges. You will no longer be billed. And your yes, ma'am, and your second refund will also be back on your account within 3 to 5 business days.
This is terrible. I'm getting stuck with half a charge that I did not do.
Again, Ms. Clark, it has all of your information on here.
What all does it say?
It's your full name. It has your shipping.
What does it show as my full name?
It has Paulette Clark. It has your full email, your telephone number, your zip code.
What was my telephone number listed as?
Just a moment. Seven, eight, five, three, seven, five, five, four, three, four, eight.
Say that again.
785-375-4348.
Oh, okay.
So, but I do have you canceled out and you will no longer be billed and your refunds will be back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I won't be receiving vouchers, right?
Your vouchers have been sent to your email.
Okay, but I won't be receiving any more. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your calling me back. And what is your name, please?
Michelle with one L.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Clark.
Give me your phone number. It's 925-983-8095. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Michelle. Well,
all righty.
You're
welcome, and thanks again for calling customer support, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.